KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 57. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Council Bluffs police and fire personnel were called to the Interstate 480 bridge early this morning following a report an adult male was on the road unconscious and not breathing. Upon their arrival at around 2:20 a.m., officers located a deceased black male laying in the far left-hand lane of westbound 480 traffic. Based on an initial investigation, authorities say it appears the man was a victim of a hit-and-run. His identity was being withheld pending notification of family. Authorities say anyone with information about the incident should contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Traffic Investigations Unit at 712-328-4948 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman late Tuesday evening updated the official list of candidates who had filed their nomination papers to run for various county offices in advance of the June 7th primary. Persons who filed their papers Tuesday include for the District 4 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors, Republican Steve Beyer of Griswold, and for District 1 on the Board of Supervisors, Dale Retallick of Atlantic. The District 4 seat was left open when Chuck Reagan decided not to run for re-election, while the District 1 seat was open for candidates after Dwayne McFadden decided against running for re-election. Earlier, we told you Cass County Republican Sheriff Darby McLaren and County Republican Auditor Dale Sunderman filed their papers for re-election on Monday, along with Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones, a Republican who is running for the District 1 seat on the Board of Supervisors. Those are the only candidates so far who have actually filed their nomination papers. Others who have announced their candidacy or are in the process of seeking the required number of names on a nomination petition have until March 30th to do so. Monday was the first day those papers could be filed with the county auditor's office. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning here in Atlantic and conduct a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2017 budget. The hearing takes place in the supervisors' boardroom at the courthouse beginning at 8:30. Following the hearing, they'll convene their regular session, during which the board will act on several matters, including reviewing the County Compensation Board recommendation for elected officers' salaries, approving the appointment of two county medical examiner investigators, adopting the fiscal year 2017 Cass County budget and FY 2017 secondary roads budget. They'll also award a contract for two dump trucks for the secondary roads department and approve and sign the federal aid project agreement for a bridge replacement project near the south edge of Messina on 740th Street over the West Nottoway River. A young man from Guthrie County died in a crash Monday night in south central Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol reports 22-year-old Dylan Watson of Menlo died in the crash. It took place at around 9 p.m. on Highway 6569, about 6 miles north of Indianola. Patrol says Watson was killed when the pickup he was driving slammed into the back of a semi-trailer. The driver of the semi, who was not injured, was making a U-turn into the southbound lanes at the time. Authorities say charges may be pending, but the crash remains under investigation. One person was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Monday afternoon in Page County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 60-year-old Karen Gay Spicer of Shambaugh was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of unknown injuries. Following the crash, it happened at around 3:30 p.m. about 2 miles north of College Springs. An investigation revealed that Spicer was traveling south on Nutmeg Avenue when her 2007 Ford Taurus drifted across the gravel and rolled once, coming to rest on its wheels in a ditch. Spicer was the only occupant of the vehicle. Agencies assisting in the incident include the Clarinda Ambulance Service, Clarinda Fire Department, and College Springs Rescue. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports an Audubon County man was arrested Tuesday on alcohol and drug charges. 30-year-old E.J. Edmund White, Jr. of Exira was arrested on felony OWI third offense charge, possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. White was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $5,000 bond. 44-year-old Michael Eugene Boggs of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday on a warrant for felony domestic abuse, third or subsequent offense. Boggs was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on $5,000 bond. This past Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 31-year-old Benjamin Dean Jamison of Anita on a charge of OWI second offense. Jamison was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Tuesday on his own recognizance. And last Saturday, deputies arrested 21-year-old Nicholas Wayne Renner of Huxley on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Renner was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $10,000 bond. Red Oak police arrested two men on separate charges late Tuesday evening. Just after 6 p.m., 53-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak was arrested on an active warrant for contempt of court. Howe was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. And at around 9:15 p.m., 46-year-old Mark Bergeron of Red Oak was arrested on an active Montgomery County warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Bergeron was being held on $2,000 cash bond. In the funeral announcements, Gordon Stanley, age 89, of Greenfield, died March the 1st at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Gordon Stanley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Patricia Stewart, age 74, of Harlan and formerly of Oakland, died Friday at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Patricia Stewart will be today at 2 o'clock at the Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Juanita Peterson, 92, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Juanita Peterson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Layla Peterson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Layla Peterson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen J. DeRocher, age 93, formerly of Menlo, died Monday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A visitation for Helen DeRocher will be on Thursday at 5 until 7 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Private graveside services will be held in Menlo. Sally Nelson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Sally Nelson will be on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Vivian Lane, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Vivian Lane will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Tracy Pickrell Mavis, age 44, of Greenfield, died Monday in Creston. Funeral services for Tracy Mavis will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to be held immediately following the funeral services at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Gerald Harvey, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Friday. Services for Gerald Harvey will be on March 15th at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. And Meta Hemphill, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Meta Hemphill are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.